Hey, this is Chad from the Complaints Western Addiction Radio Reelers, and you're listening to Radio Like You Want.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want!
With your hosts, Mike Routier
and Blag the Ripper.
Lord Almighty, feel my temperature rising, Mike.
Oh, 98.7.
We are back with a motherfucking bullet, and I will tell you what, we are showcasing one of the premier punk rock labels of all time, Fat Records, this week on Radio Like You Want.
Yeah, Fat Records. Jesus, it doesn't get any bigger than this, Blag.
It doesn't get any fatter than this. We talked to Chad Williams. He's been there almost since the beginning. Here in San Francisco, a stalwart of the local scene, and of course he plays in some rippin' ass bands, Western Addiction, among
Complaints.
Others. So you know how we do. But you pulled out some crazy stuff this week. I noticed some grunge era stuff, Mike. I noticed
going back to the roots of grunge, yeah.
You're here, you're there, you're everywhere, and you even pulled out a he who cannot be named obscurity.
So, Mike, aren't they all? Now, he who cannot be named, the greatest superstar of our time. Like,
he is an
and
icon.
And he has a great vocalist to back him up. We'll get to that later, because we're going to do all our features. We're going globetrotting, Blag.
And, of course, it came from the ghetto.
Oh, it's going to be scary up in here. And don't forget about the ladies coming in later.
And you know what? I got to tell you, I'm proud of this. Mike, maybe I shouldn't come out with this too soon.
Well,
okay,
go ahead.
We have come up with a great new concept here. It's all about bad advice. People are always asking me for my advice on things. I always say the wrong thing.
Me too.
And so we've gotten together on this, and we are going to be dispensing terrible advice. So you got to start with those cards and letters. You can call us on the phone. We're going to give you the number later. We're going to give you the email. Ask us for bad advice. We're going to tell you stupid things to do.
On radio.
Like you want.
This is for all you who don't get enough. It's called Sex Junkie.
You live your life just to let yourself go. You are the lowest, the lowest. You are so easy to find. First name is Dirk and your last name is Sleaze. You're a sex junkie, you'll do as I please. Harder, faster. Hard, faster, hard, faster. Horny ideas, they just clog up your brain. Destruction bites or you'll just go insane. Degrading darkness, you'll live just for this. You're a sex junkie, you'll do as I please. Harder, faster.
Sold. You come walking through the night. Your flesh is hot. You cringe with fright. You perspire through your clothes. You think it grows and grows and grows. Sex hormones drop out of the sky. Millions of more.
sex, there is no more.
Trotter, spanning the nine continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, a kumbaya of chaos and carnage.
So join us now, live from points unknown, as we bring you
Globetrotter.
Lag, I'm freezing. Where are we going this week?
We are going to the People's Islamic Republic of Iran,
thank
my
God.
Friend. All the way. A band called Alukal. This is from a compilation called 1382, The Persian New Waves on radio.
Like, Iran wants...
خسته شدم میخوام برم یه جایی حمال بشم میگفته هر کی دست خونده آدمه دست خونده های خر تو این شهر کره حالم به هم میخوره از این کلاس ها از سوال و از جواب و از کتاب ها هر کی اینجا خونه نوم نداره بچه خون داره اونجا آینده داره من نمیخوام تو میخوام برم یه جا گیتار بزنم همی که جاشون توی مدرسه نیم درس و بزنم کردم تا شدم یه گیتاری. حالا میخوام یه بیسون پیدا کنم اونو از مدرسه جا به جا کنم. مدرسه جای من بدی یکی سر کلاس یکی گیزاری
Right, that one goes out to our great leader, Blag.
the Ayatollah?
That's right.
Hey, man, you got to give them credit for pumping out some punk rock. That cannot be easy in Iran. And I don't know about that version. We might have gotten
easy
like
Fresno, let alone Iran. Come on now.
And they're very similar places, actually. But we might have gotten like a third generation MP3 of that or something. But hey, I'm just glad to be cranking something from the Middle East here on the show.
Somebody put a zip drive in a condom, swallowed it, came over to England, shat it out, they shifted it, and then we played it for you. Big thanks to Gilberto Himar for sending that one to us.
Gilberto's always good for sending us those Globetrotters. You got to keep with it. Send us in the stuff from all over the world, all over the nation. What did we hear before that, though?
This is a trivia little one from my childhood, from when I the teen years. They used to play this on a stage called K-Rock in Los Angeles. Mohawk Man, years later, found out it's from Mr. Epps and the Calculations, I believe they're called.
Mr. Epp and the Calculations. This was the band that later, this was a high school version of the band that later became Mudhoney.
Not know that. It was so weird. For years, I was trying to track down who did this song, Mohawk Man, from this early, early 80s. Turns out it was,
not surprising.
Mark
Steve
Epps.
Turner and Mark Arm, two great brains of rock and roll, and they came up with that as kiddies. Mr. Epp and the Calculations, the Mohawk Man. Before that, the Plasmatics with Sex Junkie,
classic,
one of my favorite
there.
Suicides of in rock and roll history, right?
Went up against a tree and blew her brains out with a shotgun, but a big activist in the animal welfare community and a punk rocker extraordinaire. Big ups to Wendy O, goddammit.
I love Wendy O. Williams. She is beautiful and demented. And speaking of beautiful and demented, Mike.
Oh, me?
Well,
yes, Black. Jeez, I'm blushing already. Where are you going with this one, my friend?
Where are we going? Well, we're going back to the grunge era. You know, sometimes I get post-traumatic stress syndrome from thinking about the grunge era. I was right there at the epicenter, but this was the single that touched it off. I think for me and just about everybody else, I don't even want to tip them off on this, Mike. I just want it to come in
with punk rock chains a-swinging like a mohawk, man.
From the ashes of Mr. Epp and the Calculations, Seattle's finest Mudhoney.
We'll be right back. yo, yo, Radio Like You Want. This is John Gentile from Philly, staff writer at punknews.org, and I'm here to bring you some brand new punk rock music. Today's selection comes from Coliseum. Coliseum just released an 8-song EP called Parasites. Parasites is something of a modern hard rock record that leans towards hardcore and metalcore. This is off that, and it's called Gone with the Pope.
Right now, goddammit, we're going to the Coliseum, Blag.
Gone with the Pope. Can you imagine? John Gentile found us another fabulous item.
Can I was still imagining being gone with the Pope. You took me off into a fantasy world.
You know, John, is John punk? Is he post-punk?
He's pre-punk, prog punk, with a little bit of country punk thrown in there for the new kids,
yeah,
you know,
like
with a little bit of new kid punk. He's like a new kid punk on the block.
He's kind of experimental, kind of noisy.
He's kind of hey, kind of now, kind of wow. He's a little Charlie.
He's got a good beat, and you can dance to it. I'll give him an 85. John Gentile.
From Philly, goddammit.
Coliseum on Radio Like You Want. Before that, of course, the classic Mudhoney, Touch Me, I'm Sick, the single that started it all way back from Super Fuzz,
Big Muff.
I'll tell you what. We had a conversation with a fascinating young man who likes to drink.
Is his name Chad?
His name is, in fact, Chad. Chad Williams.
I guessed it.
And, you know, Chad Williams. I mean, if you're going to have a white guy rock name, I think Chad Williams is a pretty good one.
Really?
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like,
I thought it would be Soul Brother, Funkadelic, Muhammad, Islam.
I always wanted a regular white guy's name, you know, John Jones or whatever. You know, then you can really play rock and roll.
Actually, you do kind of have a regular guy's name, but you decide to call yourself Blag.
Oh, that's so. Right. That's right. I don't have a regular guy's name. Well, Chad was a fascinating character. I see him around town. He loves to get fucked up and start trouble.
He likes to fall down.
He does like to fall down a lot, and that's what inspired this track by The Complaints.
On Radio.
Like You Want.
Falling down, falling down, falling down.
Complaints right there, Falling Down. That one's brand new, according to Chad, our guest here. He's the man, he would know.
It's true. Self-released 7-inch from just a few months ago, Falling Down.
What's the story on this bloody guy on the cover here?
That is our guitar player, Daniel Kelly. He got in a bicycle accident and broke his face after a band practice.
Okay.
Beers may or may not have been consumed at band practice. And he broke his face, jaw, teeth, everything.
He flipped over
the handlebars, landed face first on the pavement.
Now, did you have to hand tint all of these records to make them seem bloody?
Oh, we did.
So you guys put in the time. You're like old school. You guys are like 80s, Chad.
And I regret every minute of it.
So the cover here looks kind of like a mugshot kind of a thing with the guy on here. And then there's like, it's all black and white with what looks like someone got a marker and actually colored in the blood, and that's what you're talking about here.
Yeah, that someone would be me.
See what I mean? Chad is putting in the work. Chad is old school.
Hand-numbered, hand-stamped, all that shit.
So we got another Complaints 45 that we're going to be pumping later, but you've been in all kinds of bands here over the last decade.
True.
Western Addiction being a
classic band.
It definitely didn't have the usual pop-punk local sound. It was a little bit nastier, a little bit... less
yeah,
pop.
It was definitely, it was heavier, and we were going for like a, we called it mid-tempo hardcore. So we both Jason, the singer, and I loved hardcore, but a lot of it was too fast and too screamy for us. So we wanted something that was more along the tempos of Adolescence and DI and that kind of thing, but heavier and angrier.
You guys were actually managing to hold down day jobs as you did this, but it appears that lots of drugs and alcohol were consumed in the making of this.
Well, that's true. Our bass player, who's his name is Chicken, and he's also in a band called Dead to Me. He had a history of drug abuse, and this is a very public thing. I'm not revealing anything here, but
go ahead. This is an exclusive right here. I want to know what he did.
He had his issues, and he got over them, and he
dope
was
coke. What are we talking?
Just imagine Blag as Oprah and,
that's right.
and start crying
just
and
just let it all out, Chad.
I'm pretty
let
sure everything. You name it, it was done. And I drink plenty, and Kenemy, our guitar player, also he's a whiskey man himself, so I don't know if that played too much into the sound or what we were trying to do with the band, but
did it make you guys fight a lot and fuck up on your rent and that kind of stuff?
I don't think so, no, actually.
We were
responsible.
See, these are like drug addict drunks that are
maintaining
day jobs, paying the rent, putting out records. I mean,
well, the Complaints are on a more garagey tip, but we're going to pump a little bit of Western Addiction just to show you where our man Chad started.
You brought us some rare stuff. There's one I'm looking at here on the list called Untitled Demo. What's that all about?
We recorded demos, before we did our album in 2005. The album's called Cognicide. And we did a bunch of demos for it, and a couple of songs, as tends to happen, didn't make the record. So this one, Ed had a running title of Every Other Motherfucker, but that was...
I like that better than Untitled Demo.
Yeah.
Let's call it Every Other Motherfucker on Radio.
Like you want.
This dispunct is weak. This my chance is tough. These drivers just aren't right. These women are on my side. This one's always on, this one won't stop smiling. These hands don't work fast, without my last chance. Close the guard from the top off, dress up words in second and third. Bullets and slices, all the clock, no miracle, truly forgettable. Keep it to real ones up, my breath on the block. Programs generate pain, wired with profane. Walk from the jealous path, with the main day off the trap. I wanna wreck this place. But I'm playing this love! Watch the cars, top to heart, track the boards in second and third. Full of sun, don't suck, the miracle, truly forgettable! Unknown! Prison! Death call!
Gene's slap didn't hurt his face, but it certainly injured his pride. He tried to laugh it off, but he was thinking that he'd have to get even. Jack didn't lose any time giving the other boys a highly colored version of the date. To regain his self-confidence and build himself up in their eyes, he added a few details. Remarks about Jean, completely untrue. But then, gossips seldom worry about the truth. Now the gossip began to spread. Bill Ellis colored it a little more and passed it on. Then Christine Manners took over. And by the end of the day, the harm was done. Jean's reputation was ruined.
So you talk a lot of shit. Talking to bitch. Are you trying to burn all your bridges down? Mama never taught Carissa how to make friends. There she goes, just foaming out the mouth. No one knows what she's talking about. Stay at home. Stay at home, Carissa, stay at home. Stay at home, Carissa, stay at home. Stay at home, Carissa, stay at home. Stay at home, Carissa. They say that everyone's a rock critic, but I see right through you. You said that all of us are stupid. Well, songs about a stupid girl. Mama never taught Carissa how to make friends. There she goes, just foaming at the mouth. No one cares what she's talking about. Stay at home. Stay at home, Carissa, stay at home. Stay at home, Carissa, stay at home. Stay at home, Carissa, stay at home. Stay at home, Carissa.
That's the Radio Reelers with Carissa, and we are here with Chad, maven of the Western Addiction, and a man well known for playing rock and roll music. But Chad, you do more than just play it. You're a peddler. You're a pusher.
Some would say.
You are pushing this at the kids via your position at Fat Records.
That's true. I do work there. I've worked there for a long time.
So is it just coke in the bathrooms, hookers in the parking lot? What's the deal
over there,
man?
It's exactly what you think it is.
All right. Like you and Dead to Me hanging out. What's a typical day like? Who's shooting up?
Who's fixing who?
That's right. Who's fixing who?
Everyone participates. That's kind of a requirement for working there.
Uh-huh. Now things have mellowed out a little bit.
Now it's all babies.
Mellowed out. I mean, you know.
Mortgages.
I mean, people don't buy CDs anymore, so.
Right, everybody got fired.
There's fewer people around than there used to be, that's for sure.
Okay.
So we all do a lot more.
You're doing more with less.
Yeah.
Is what you're telling.
Everyone has to.
Now, is there a rule that all the bands have to sound the same, or is that just each one decides?
Well, Western Addiction was a little bit different, at least for the time, or at least it still is now. It's still a little heavier and a little more aggressive than a lot of the stuff. But I think overall, I think people definitely pigeonholed this Fat sound. But I mean, Sick of It All was on our label. They sound nothing like.
But you guys have had other bands, like Subhumans and things that have come in just for sort of one-off things.
Yeah.
But basically, the label does have a sound. I mean, that's undeniable.
I like that, though. I mean, that's what a label should be. Because if you don't have that, then it's just a generic kind of major label-y thing where you're basically saying, hey, we'll put out whatever sells. You know, it's like Mike has an aesthetic. He knows what he likes. And that's what he puts out.
Yeah, he likes. Well, he
so
likes
the pros and the cons.
Stuff,
that's why he wouldn't put out a fucking Dwarves record. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Is Fat Record redefining its sound at all, or are you looking for something new over there at the label?
Honestly, we never thought about it in those terms, like of there being a sound. We just a band came across the table, and if we liked them, we'd go sign them, or you know, put a record out, or whatever. There was never any real. Forethought into does this fit in the Fat sound or not? Do we like it? So there's, like I said, there was Sick of It All, and then there's the Western Addiction record. There's a lot of other different stuff. There's Screeching Weasel, which is Ramones style pop punk.
And then there's sales doing these days?
And then no comment.
Now, hey, wasn't that the deal where the guy hauled off and smacked some chick? And I kept hearing about this, and I went and looked it up. I don't know, I've seen worse.
You hit your mom.
Yeah,
harder than
they kind of I felt it wasn't right, I guess, what the guy did, and you shouldn't be hitting girls and all this stuff, but Boy, you know, I mean, it seemed fairly minor as rock scandals go, you know, to have caused such a huge ripple effect. I mean, was he like known as like a like work with kids kind of pastor in the past or something? I mean, what did people expect?
Well, people expected him to be a Ben Weasel, which is, you know, verbal.
Right. And I mean, not physical.
At yeah. least he didn't piss in the tequila.
I think Mike just wants to do what he does. He does what he likes.
When you guys pick up bands, do you tend to do it by committee? Like if everybody kind of frowns on a band and Mike likes them, will they not get in there? Or is it like everybody has to kind of like it? Or
you know,
what's
it's gone both ways. There's been bands where we all loved them. The whole office loved them, but Mike didn't like them, so it didn't happen. And there's been the other way around where we can convince him that this band is great and we should definitely put the record out. And he'll say, okay, well, let's do it. And but there's no band we've ever put out that we didn't like in general.
So I got a band. I'm a kid out there. I'm in love with Fat Records. What do I got to do to get on the label?
Do you have to blow somebody? Do you have to blow Mike? Is that part of the deal? Do you have to have blow and blow them?
Something has to happen because a demo is not going to work, man. People, right. We get hundreds, thousands of demos, and as far as I know, no band's ever been signed off a demo. It's always been word of mouth through other people.
Right, yeah. You got to get out and play live.
Yeah, you got to get out and play. And
yep. We got all kinds of stuff to play. Here's one from Fat Records, The Swingin' Udders, Forward to Fun on radio.
Like you want.
Premiere exclusive.
Brand new right there, NoFX Breakdown, previously released, but...
Right, previously unreleased. Yeah,
got it right, Mike. Yeah. It was previously unreleased.
So NoFX recorded a 7-inch in 1984, and it never came out.
Not even on Mystic Records?
Not even on Mystic Records.
Wow.
Yeah, so 1984, 7-inch, and it's coming out in April in a NoFX 7-inch box set. The box set's called 126 Inches of NoFX. That is in April.
Sweet.
So and, is that the trend in the record biz where it's all going to be little limited things, you know, little small runs of vinyl?
Well,
and...
This is the box set.
Yeah,
right, but
that's happening a lot more, I think, because it's got no one's buying CDs, so you got to come up with some way to actually pay your bills.
So does this 7-inch thing come with all the original artwork or with a booklet or something like that? Or how?
Yeah,
is it,
it's
how is it
it's 18 7-inches, and all the artwork was recreated, I would say. It's not different, but it's... you know, been spruced up a little bit. All brand new vinyl masters cut at Pirates Press, and it's going to be really killer.
Now, we also played that Swinging Utters to start off that set, and they too released, what was it, two or three singles.
Yeah, they had a couple singles
pretty
in the
much
last...
so comprised that new record that came out, right? And but we heard a B-side, a non-album track.
Yeah.
There, but they're
yeah.
doing the singles thing as well.
Yeah, they're doing singles. I mean, it's kind of almost back to what it was before... sort of the CD era got big, and you have three new songs, right? Put a single out. You know, the album's not ready yet, so they did a couple of those, and a couple of those songs made it onto the album, and a couple didn't. And
you hear that, Blag?
Cool. Yeah, Fat's definitely been doing that more lately. He's doing singles, and you know, the record will follow later on or whatever. But
throw out a song from this list that you brought over, and we'll
actually,
crank it right now.
All right, No Problem is one of my very very fucking favorite new bands. Are from Canada, and they put an LP last year and a couple singles, and it's fucking great.
Well, you heard it here first. It's Chad from Complaints, Western Addiction, the Radio Reelers, Fat Records, and everything else you can possibly imagine. He's got No Problem, Debts
on Radio
Like You Want.
Hey, this is Chad from Western Addiction and the Complaints. This next song is by a local San Francisco band called The Paper Bags. It's off their brand new single and a tribute to the late Bruce Roars. It's called See You Fucks at the Bar on Radio Like You Want.
S-Y-F-A-T time to play. And I know what I'm gonna do. Gotta get drunk, so are you. See you fucks at the bar.
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 Hey punk rocker, how are ya? You been working out? I'll buy you a beer, let's talk some shit. Keep on drinking, don't know when to quit. See you fucks at the bar.
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 In a matter of hours, when America and Russia have annihilated each other, we shall see a new power dominating the world.
It's a poor recipe for civic cohesion.
Whoa, the cohesiveness. I can feel it sticking
Look
together.
Look at the big brain on chat. What's coming up next? What sick and demented shit are you going to do? Are you going to go discovery cure for polio? Or what's coming down the line for you?
They got that one already.
I have no such ambitions, no. If we're lucky, there might be some more music from Western Addiction. Can't promise anything, and it's...
We talked a little bit about the NoFX singles box set that's coming out, 126 inches of NoFX, but what else can we expect
from
the label?
Who's the young bands on the horizon that everybody should be looking for?
Well, there's going to be new records from Teenage Bottle Rocket this year. They're, you know, doing that, carrying the Ramones torch. They got a new record. NoFX is doing new stuff. They're going to have something brand new this year. Not sure what yet.
Any attractive women getting signed to Fat Records? Any young punks I can ogle over? You know, too much makeup, the ripped up fishnets.
Yeah, there have been any female bands?
Well, sure, yeah. We had been one of the original...
I remember the Soviets.
One of the original Fat bands was Tilt with Cinder as the singer. Yeah, we had the Soviets, three-quarters ladies. And there have been a couple over the years with female singers. And we even had a subsidiary label type thing for a while called Pink and Black, which had a couple of... female fronted bands.
See, they're doing their part, Mike. There's
all
no sexism over
all the
Fat
females
Records.
And the blacks were, had to record on that
Chad, you're boasting legendary status. We got Western Addiction, the Radio Reelers, Fat Records, and of course, The Complaints. We're going to pump right. one more from The Complaints. This is your classic. This is the one they're pumping on all over commercial radio. This is I Want to Be Bored on Radio.
Like you want. Thanks, Chad.
Yep.
No, wait, I won't be bored. Oh, I am bored. Wait, no, but Blake, I don't know what to do, Blake.
Mike, you're having a schizophrenic attack here, but that's what can happen to you when you're exposed to this much product from Fat Records, from Western Addiction, from
My
The
mind
Complaints.
Starts,
you see how I've tied this together?
Right brain, left brain warring with each other. It's all the same. I mean, it's great.
I got to tell you, most of them are transplants from down south, but they have come up here. They carved out their own niche right here in San Francisco and made a punk rock legacy. You've got to hand it to Fat Records.
Oh, yeah.
I've gone there. I've snorted coke there. I've leched after women there.
Did you do the S&M thing? Did you go in the dungeon?
I never went quite that far.
Did you ask mommy to spank you and all that?
No.
Those weird S&M freaks like to do
people as opposed to being hurt by them.
I never really understood that whole trip, but anyway.
But you know, whatever floats your goddamn boat, I love it out here. And you know
what? S&M always brings the ladies.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back.
Oh, yeah.
To
time once again for the softer, caring, touching, spanking side of Radio Like You Want. All right, this week we got the Coat Hangers. They got a brand new one coming out March 23rd, but we got it for you first.
Right here on the Radio
Like You Want.
Like you.
And where were the shipments from?
Delphus.
And the girls?
Delphus.
And what is Delphus?
You know.
Of course.
My little mutant, you are so distant. You see the world through X-ray vision, and you think you're on a mission to fight crime, but I know you're mine. I had a strange dream. You shot your laser beam. You saved the world from my arch villain. And then after all the killing,
we'll never.
Please don't slam the door. Oh, God, he's gone. Superhero right there from He Who Cannot Be Named, his solo release. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my Lord, the wolves are at the door, Mike. Whoa. Can you imagine?
They're banging.
I will tell you what. Mike Routier has found a classic from one of my fave British bands, largely unknown, The Pretty Things.
Blag, let's take a trip outside your mind.
Easy. Money.
What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time, when the only people that existed were troglodytes, cavemen, cave women, Neanderthal, troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home, listening to his stereo. Sometimes he'd get up, try to do his thing. He'd begin to move, something like this.
Something like that, Jimmy Castor, troglodyte, the late, great Jimmy Castor. Oh, yes, indeed. Bring in the funk. And I'll tell you what, we've come to the end of another show, Mike, but if you need some bad advice, we want you to get on the telephone. Call us, 415-315-9662. Email us, interviews@radiolikeyouwant.com.
Where you can also find the podcast links every Friday, a fresh new one for you. Set lists are waiting for you to examine under the microscope. We're syndicated on punkradiocast.com and louver.com. Big thanks to Chad of Fat Records.
The Complaints and Western Addiction. This one goes out to Bertha, one of the
Butt Sisters.
You can't do that today, fellas, because it might come off. You'd have a piece of hair in your hand, she'd be swimming away from you. This one woman just laid there, wet and frightened. He said, move.
Greedy, worldwide.